But so we're continuing Meretz Hashem tonight on Yud Amud Beis 10b, literally the top of the daf. So just a few more of these interesting and somewhat obscure cases of chametz being found in the home. Obviously, each of these cases being brought in order to illustrate a different point. Let's say a person deposited chametz in their home. They left it in one corner, but they found it in a different corner. So, interesting case. Let's say a person has an axe in their house. Now, why you have an axe in your house? Okay, it's a different shiloh. Person has an axe in their house, and the axe was lost. You can't find the axe. So the Gemara says, Habay is tummy. Ultimately, and we have to assume that the home is tummy. Now, what that means is that the kalim, the utensils in the home, are tummy. What's the pshat? Shani omer adam tummy nichnas l'shama manatlo. Because it must be that someone whose tummy came into the home and took the axe, and once he was there taking the axe, he also went ahead and rearranged and potentially touched other kalim. Now, again, what this is saying is like this. Once already it's clear that there's been some dramatic departure from the norm, as evidenced by the fact that you can't find your axe, essentially the Chachamim say that you have to assume that someone came in. I don't know who it is that came in. But because I don't know, who knows what it is that they did in the home? And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, everything is tar. Rishim Galil says, no, Habay is tar, Shani Omer Hish'ilo La'achar B'shachar. Rishim Galil says, no, what are you talking about? Again, the home is tar. Rather, the more likely assumption is you lent your axe to someone and you forgot who you lent it to. Or for that matter, you thought you deposited it in one place, but it turns out that you really put it down somewhere else. Somewhere says, one second, Zavisman, the country. Who said anything about depositing something in different corners? To which the Gemara answers, in reality, the Gemara is missing a piece over here. And here is really what the teaching of the Mishnah is, the Raisa is, excuse me. Kardum sha'avad babayis, habayis tame. If you had an axe in your house, and now you can't find the axe, so the home is going to be tame. Why? Shani omer adam tame nichnas l'sham unatlo. Because we assume that a person whose tummy came into the home and he took the axe. And once he took the axe, he also touched other things in the home. Or for that matter, again, if you left the axe in one corner and you find it in a different corner, same thing. Habay is tummy. The Tanakh, the Rabbanan say the home is tummy. Why? Shani omer adam tummy nichnas l'sham v'not lo mizavizu v'nicho bizavasacharis. Again, so this is the position of the Rabbanan, that ultimately, again, if you can't find the utensil, or for that matter, you find the utensil in a different place than you left it, you must make the assumption that someone tummy came in, someone tummy came in and moved it. And once they moved the axe, then presumably they touched, or potentially they touched other things as well in the home, rendering it tummy. Rabbi Shimon says, Habay is tar. What are you talking about? The home is going to be tar. Why? Shani omer hish'ilu la'achar v'shachach, o shenag lo mizav ezu, v'niach bizav ezu v'shachach. And again, rather the more likely assumption is that you lent it to someone and you forgot about it, or you thought you placed it in one corner, but in fact you placed it somewhere else. So the Gemara is just suggesting that the same Achogos or Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, by the case of the axe, would also play out in a situation where a person left chametz in one corner of their home and then found it in a different corner. Good. Amar Rava, Achbar nichnas v'kikar v'piv. If I see a mouse running into my house, right, and there's a loaf of bread in its mouth, v'nichnas acharav u'matza pirurin, and I follow the mouse in, and I find bread crumbs, so what's that? Lachat zarach p'dika. Ultimately, again, now this is very interesting. You need a bedika. Now, why do you need a bedika? Now, we'll say, now, again, here's what's interesting. So I follow the mouse and I find crumbs. So what I could potentially say, the crumbs that I found is the loaf that the mouse brought in. So I found all of the chametz. The Gemara says, no, you can't assume that. Why? It's not the way of the mouse to make crumbs. I guess mice are neat. They don't make crumbs. So because they don't make crumbs, therefore the assumption is that these crumbs that you found are actually a different chametz. So because it's a different chametz, therefore again requires a bedika. Okay, interesting. If a child walks into the home, right, and there's a loaf of bread in his hand, and I follow the child into the home and I find crumbs, then what's halacha? Ultimately, again, you don't need the bedika. Why not? Because it is common for children to make crumbs. And therefore, the crumbs that I find, I could assume those are the crumbs from the child. What happens if I see a mouse go in with bread in its mouth and I see it come out with bread in its mouth? What's the halacha? Miyam minan hainu hai da'al v'hainu hai dinafak o dilma achrinahu. Do I assume that the same bread, or I should say the same mouse, right? The same mouse that went in is the same mouse that came out, and therefore, again, there's no need for bedika because the bread left. O dilma achrinahu, maybe it's a different mouse. Different mouse. The Gemara goes back to him. Tim Salomar, Hainu Haida Alva, Hainu Haida Nafak. And if you make the assumption that generally we could assume that it's the same mouse that went in, that's the same mouse that came out. If you could indeed make that assumption, the Gemara says, what about Achbar Lava Nechnas Vikika Befiv, Achbar Shahar Yose Vikika Befiv? What happens if a white mouse went in holding the loaf and a black mouse came out holding the loaf? So the Gemara says, Hai Badakrina, certainly it's another mouse. So the Gemara says, certainly it's another mouse. O Dilma Armuye Arme Mine. But maybe it's the same loaf. In other words, maybe it's the same bread. And maybe again, one mouse simply took the same bread from the second mouse, took the same bread from the first mouse. Dimtim Salamar Akbar Lo Shakhmi Adadi. And if you say that mice don't normally take from each other, Akbar Nichnos Viki Karbifiv, the Khuldiyotse Viki Karbifi Habmahu. What happens if a mouse goes into the house with a loaf? And a weasel comes out ultimately again from with a loaf. In other words, the mouse goes in with a loaf and the weasel comes out with a loaf. Mahu chulda vade me'achbar shaklase. So certainly again a weasel will take something from a mouse. Odoma achrinahu, or perhaps again it's a totally different loaf. Then isa de me'achbar shaklase achbar befiya nami habmishtachach. Because if indeed the weasel had taken the loaf of bread from the mouse, then not only would the weasel have the loaf in its mouth, but it would also have the mouse in its mouth. Okay? Im tim salomer in isa de me'achbar shaklase achbar befiya habmishtachach. So again, so if you would say that if the weasel really took it from the mouse, then the mouse itself would be in the mouth of the weasel. If that's the case, what happens if the mouse went into the house with a loaf of the bread? And then the weasel came out with the loaf and the mouse in its mouth. Do we say this case, certainly again, the loaf that the weasel has is certainly the same loaf that the mouse went in with. Odilma. But no, all we could say that no, maybe it's not the same loaf, because if it was the same loaf, then really the loaf should still be in the mouse, on the mouth of the mouse, which is in the mouth of the weasel. Or maybe no, because the mouse got frightened, it dropped the loaf, and therefore the weasel picked up both the mouse and the loaf. The Gemara answers all of this, teiku. Okay, leaves it open. By Rabba. Kikar b'shmekar, interesting case here. What happens if there's a loaf of bread, literally again on top of a beam, in a high spot on the ceiling? Tzarech sulam lahorido, ein tzarech. Do you have to get a ladder in order to take the loaf down, or can you just leave it there? Miyar minan kulei haylo achuchur rabbanon, kevon delo noches minaf shelo asil michlo. So do we say the rabbis don't require you to go to that length to get on a ladder and bring down the loaf, because since it's on a high spot up top, a person is not going to come to eat it. O dilma, zimnin dinafa v'asil michlo. Or maybe sometimes the loaf could fall down, and if the loaf falls down, maybe someone would come to eat it. So maybe you'll say sometimes it could fall down, and you may come to eat it. Kikar bebar. What happens if the loaf of bread ultimately again is in the bar? Ultimately, is in a pit. Tzarech sulam lahalosa. Oin tzarech. Ultimately, again, does he need a ladder to get it or to go down and get it or not? So certainly here again, right? The loaf is certainly not going to come up on its own. Or maybe no, maybe a person will have another need to go into the pit. He'll go into the pit, and once he's there, he may come to inadvertently go ahead and eat the chametz. So maybe I'll say that sometimes a person may go down to the pit in order to go ahead and take care of whatever he needs to take care of. What happens if there is a, and therefore you'd have to check for it, even in the pit, what happens if there's a loaf in the mouth of a snake? Tzarech chabar lahotzi, o in tzarech chabar, o in tzarech, Do you need to get a chabar as a snake charmer? Do you need to get a snake charmer in order to go ahead and get the loaf out of the mouth of the snake or not? Maybe the only time that Chazal required you to exert yourself for bedikas chametz is when with your own body, but they didn't require you to spend money on it. Or perhaps no, you even have to spend money on it, which the Gemara answers to all of these. Teiku. Gemara ultimately again leaves this unanswered. Incredible. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll, Amir Hashem, pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Shkoyach, everyone.